It's Thursday, November 7, 2024.
That will further embolden China to say that, well, if the U.S. is not going to pay respect in addressing climate change, then why should we?
Donald Trump's re-election has worldwide implications for climate action. Environment and climate groups vow to press forward. Plus,
Hurricane Rafael has made landfall in western Cuba as a Category 3 storm.
Hurricane Rafael knocks out Cuba's national grid again.
Again? Like the third time in 3 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
All of those grim stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
One Temple student tells us he went with a third party choice. And now that we know who our next president will be, he's reflecting on his decision.
I made my decision and I am now living with those consequences, and I will just hopefully see what happens in the future.
Well done, sir. I'm sure it'll be fine. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, before we get to the Donald Trump news, got anything cheerier like a deadly hurricane in Cuba and fires in California?
Well, funny you should ask.
Hilarious.
Hurricane Rafael rapidly intensified into a major Category 3 storm just hours before making landfall in Cuba on Wednesday, causing widespread flooding and collapsing the island's national power grid again, just weeks after several national blackouts. Rafael is weakening, but its track toward the U.S. now is quite uncertain. Fueled by unusually hot ocean waters, Rafael is an extremely rare November hurricane. In 170 years, only 10 hurricanes have turned in the Gulf of Mexico during November. Studies show man-made climate change, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, is boosting global ocean temperatures and triggering more frequent rapid intensification of storms. In Southern California, 10,000 people have been ordered to evacuate from two large wind-driven wildfires in communities north of Los Angeles that quickly destroyed dozens of homes and farm buildings. The National Weather Service warned of the risk of, quote, extreme and life-threatening blazes across the state due to fierce winds and extremely low humidity levels.
And quite a bit of drought out here.
Yes. In politics, voters in the United States on Tuesday re-elected climate denier Donald Trump as president of the United States, the first convicted felon to serve in the nation's highest office. Republicans also won control of the U.S. Senate. As we go to air, control of the U.S. House is still uncertain. Bloomberg News concludes that, quote, Trump's second term will have a dramatic impact on the planet, from the energy transition to curbing global warming, with sweeping implications for oil production, renewable energy, and electric vehicle manufacturing and sales.
And none of those implications good ones, I'm guessing.
Trump will also impact the U.S. economy and clean energy sector. He vows to scrap President Biden's manufacturing incentives for clean energy and electric vehicles, creating an opening for China to dominate the global clean energy race. Trump also promises a large-scale demolition of the federal government, gutting federal science agencies, and opening up the public's lands and parks to drilling and mining development.
Great.
Trump's election has sent shockwaves around the climate world, since he promises to withdraw the U.S. again from the International Paris Climate Agreement. Scientists say that Trump and Republicans' anti-clean energy, pro-fossil fuel agenda will increase U.S. emissions during the critical window before 2030, when scientists say emissions cuts must accelerate. Climate data firm Carbon Brief concludes that Trump's agenda will end any chance of keeping global temperatures below the 1.5 degrees Celsius target in the Paris Agreement. However, they also say that the global transition to cheaper renewable energy is unstoppable in other nations.
We'll see.
Bloomberg News reports that environmental groups, government officials, and diplomats have been working on Trump-proofing global cooperation and momentum on climate change, including working with U.S. state and local governments. U.S. environment and climate action groups have reacted to Trump's election with resolve to continue working toward progress in the states and the courts as they did during Trump's previous administration. Comedian Jon Stewart of The Daily Show echoed that resolve.
This is not the end, and we have to regroup, and we have to continue to fight and continue to work day in and day out to create the better society for our children, for this world, for this country that we know is possible.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.